the sound of the celebratory Clipper playoff.
Woo!
Home W, home blowout W.
Oh, home. What's your favorite kind of W?
I'm your host, Chris Cowild. I had a great night tonight. With me, as always, is Burbank Hank, everybody.
Oh, the Clippers fans are feeling really good. As a matter of fact, they should be patting themselves on the back and tooting their own horns. Toot, toot.
My favorite kind of Clipper game.
Tell me.
Is a home blowout W.
Yes.
And I'd like a caveat on that.
Ooh, okay.
You know this. I've said this many years. My favorite kind of Clipper game is a home blowout W.
Sure.
Caveat.
Uh-oh.
Feather in my cap, if you will.
2-2.
A home blowout playoff.
Oh, the sweetest.
How many did we win by? 25?
Tonight?
Yeah. I think we won by a quarter of a century. We had Lawler's.
26.
Suck it, Jazz. Suck it.
Am I right about that? 106 to 132?
106 plus 26 is 132 every time. And I know my math.
That's
60% of the
core.
Time is right
all the time.
You can suck it, Jazz.
Oh, eat it.
I'm going to kick you right in your...
Okay. It's a family show.
Well, I'll punch
me or Shin.
They're Jazz holes. I'll tell you something. I'd be real scurred if I was a member of Jazz Nation. And we actually kibitzed with a member of Jazz Nation pregame.
We showed up at the game in our board shorts and flip-flops because we went surfing.
Surfing for our buddy's birthday.
We came straight from a surf session
right.
In Ventura County down here. So in the parking garage, surrounded by fans.
We wrapped our torsos with Clipper towels.
We got changed as quickly as we could to make the game. And there was also a Utah Jazz fan getting changed.
And I told him, and I do mean this, their fans are lovelier than the Dallas Mavericks fans.
Better to look at and nicer people.
Way nicer. Yeah. I don't know if it's... the salt in that great Salt Lake that they have, that city by the Salt Lake.
That seems right.
That I love so much.
I love Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. You know who should play that? If Mavs fans. I hate L-word fans. Yeah. I love the Clipper fans.
There's no despicable Luka-type player on the Jazz. I don't hate Donovan.
Backcourt, so effective. Gave me the best record in the NBA.
Yeah.
They're banged up and they're in trouble. Mike Conley hasn't reported for duty yet. And then Donovan Mitchell, I know they said they chose not to play him, even though he could have gone. But I think that's just what they said.
I mean, he went 11 of 24 from the field. And while he went 5 of 9 from 3, which is great.
Sure.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah. He's scoreless in the first quarter.
Yeah. He was scoreless in the first quarter.
Who
I don't know. He went for 30, which for him, what's crazy is that for him,
I'm glad you said that.
That's not a great night, but he still went for 30.
Game one, he went for 45. I believe game two, he went for 29. And tonight, in a losing effort, he went for 30. But I'll tell you, it all came down to our two superstars,
you know who went
Kawhi
for more than
Leonard and Paul George.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that him? Hey, Kawhi, great game tonight. Huh, yeah, now I see you, man. I see you. Look at you. Your horn works.
I mean.
And your jump shot worked tonight.
31 points for Paul George, 34 points for Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, my God. 65 combined
65.
Points.
And another fun thing is that Nick Batum went for 17 and Reggie Jackson went for?
17.
The same. 17.
We had four guys in double digits. We're not going to get the six-pack because, honestly, when your two stars combine for 65...
That's hard to.
There's not enough room for scoring for
it's
the other
to.
Guys.
It's hard to. And, you know, Marcus Morris still, you know, only six
woes.
Points.
Woes.
Was a bummer, but...
Playoff woes.
You know,
Morris.
He went for 3 of 5 from the field. He went, but
unfortunately... Oh, I like that. 3 of 5 from the field.
And the two he missed
like
were
that.
Threes.
Yeah.
0 for 2 from three. But...
I'll tell you, he didn't shoot
Batum
well.
But Batum stepped up and Reggie stepped up.
That
and
was amazing.
But Reggie's been bananas, man.
Well, you and I watched the game together, and I told you, I said, you know, Luke.
In the stadium, no less.
I said, the stadium was great tonight. It was rocking. We had 3,000 more fans, so we had around 10,000 tonight. We'll probably have around 10,000 Monday night. And by the way, I like us Monday night. And then, by the way, if we go back to Utah 2-2, I kind of like Clippers in 6 if that were to happen. But P.S., game 6, back at home, finally capacity crowd. We'll probably have, like, close to 18,000.
That's nice. I think our best chance to steal one in Utah is that first game back in Utah.
Right, game 5.
And the hope is that we win on Wednesday. And listen, we had this big conversation. I don't know if we said this on the podcast. We didn't podcast after those last two.
We haven't podcast this series
That's
yet.
Right. But we had I had a conversation with your lovely wife and son who were worried about the Utah Jazz. And they said, how do we beat the Jazz? And
these two are world-class warriors.
I said, we make two more threes than we made in those two games.
Yes, sure.
Like we had guys going 1 for 7 from three, 2 of 9 from three. Each of our players makes one more three. Two guys make one more three. We win 1 of 2 of those games. It's hard to steal a game on the road. Everyone's forgetting.
We didn't play particularly well games 1 or 2.
We shot like garbage. And everyone...
And we were in both those games.
Everyone's now thinking it's very easy to win on the road because no one won at home during that season with the Mavs. It's hard to go. It's hard to go into a home arena like Utah and win.
Oh yeah, like, the insane asylum is what.
When I watched the first game on television, you couldn't hear the play-by-play call for the first 10 minutes of gameplay.
Well, you and I've been
because
to that
the fans were so loud.
You and I've been there. Regular
I literally
season.
Was like, "Are they just playing this game with no commentary?" And then I realized you could barely hear the commentators.
It's a very small building.
A small building.
They
it's built like a
nothing.
It's built like a tuna can.
Else,
yeah.
To cheer about in Salt Lake City.
It's the only professional sports team.
It is. And it's also illegal to yell anywhere in Salt Lake City other than that building.
Can't yell.
You're not allowed to raise
your
voice.
Can't have caffeine. You can't have a drink unless you are sitting inside a special private club. And actually, that's true.
Really?
Yeah. I think the only bar is you have to basically be technically a member of a social club.
Oh my gosh. Do they not serve booze in that arena? No wonder they're all screaming their heads off.
Oh my gosh, it can't be true that they don't serve booze in the arena. Now
I'm going to have to
know.
Pay attention game 5 because maybe people are screaming, "Where's my booze? May I please have booze now?"
First time I went to a Dodgers game, I was in the cheap seats and they weren't selling beers there.
Oh,
and
right.
I spent the entire game screaming,
"Where's
we want
my
beer in the
my
cheap
booze?
Seats?" To which
because
no
it
one...
got real rowdy out there for a while.
Oh,
and I'm not here to tell you that it ain't any less rowdy, folks.
It's probably a little better without booze.
I'll tell you, the fans were great, but even better was the Los Angeles Clippers tonight.
Oh, boy.
Led by our two shining superstars, 65 points. And you and I were watching the game, and you kept saying, "Kawhi, stop shooting these threes. Shoot
I did
your
say that.
Twos."
Well, remember he did say in his first presser and in all of his early pressers, he kept using the expression "get to my spots."
Sure, they got to get to their spots.
And I feel like it's been talked about. He's a great mid-range shooter, and he's not a particularly proficient or Excelsior level three-point shooter. He can hit a three.
He's not one of those guys that's over 40% for us from three.
But you know,
so many of our guys.
If he traded up
during the regular season,
if half of his threes had been twos and he had made them.
Oh, what? We would have
won, those two games.
Oh,
we would have won those
gotcha.
Two games. So and tonight he went 1 of 6 from three.
Yes. Okay, so that's okay.
So he
you're
better
telling
for him
me,
to
okay.
he was dunking, he was driving the lane, and
by I
the
happen
way,
to know
he also got 12 rebounds tonight.
So if he was 1 of 6 from three and he scored 34 points, am I accurate so far?
Yeah.
So that means my man probably only missed about 5 2-point shots. He probably missed 10 shots altogether, right?
Yes, he missed 10 altogether.
Yes, and so he shot 1 of 6 from three, and then he was gosh darn near flawless from two because he only shot
he went
13, 5, and I know that he shot 24
shots. He went 13 of 18.
Oh, my God, get it. Get it,
inside the three-point
line. Get
it.
And what I love tonight.
5 of 5 from the free throw line. And one more thing.
Yeah, talk to me.
He was the game's leading rebounder with 12 rebounds. Rudy Gobert got 10.
Oh, Stifle Tower?
10.
Defensive player of the year?
10 defensive rebounds. We were amazing on the defensive boards. Batum got 6 defensive rebounds. Kawhi got 10 defensive rebounds.
Stop.
Zubats had 6 rebounds altogether.
Kawhi had 10 total rebounds, yeah?
12 total rebounds.
Oh, gosh. So 2 offensive rebounds, probably needed those.
Yeah.
Here's what I loved. Paul George put up 24 shots. Kawhi Leonard put up 24 shots. Our stars combined put up 48 shots. And when they do things like that, then they can combine for 65 points. They did not play particularly well games 1 or 2, either of our stars. They had moments. They had spurts. And I know that game 2, after a sluggish start in the second half, we really went on a run. And I happen to know we got Lawler's Law. And unfortunately, those stinking Jazz holes broke Lawler's Law. But we did not play particularly well that game, even though we had a lovely stretch where we were something like plus 15, maybe even plus 20. Anyway, regardless, we were down 13 at the half game 2. We were up 13 at the half game 1. Game 1, Utah Jazz couldn't hit anything the first half. And then Donovan Mitchell goes electric.
Oh my gosh, it went crazy.
Game 2, we're down 13, and then all of a sudden we go on this great run, and somehow we get Lawler's, we're up, I think it was 101.99. But we never looked in games one or two, truly, like we did tonight in game three.
Well, we were really swinging the ball tonight, I would say. But to me, the bigger change for us tonight was that I felt like we were not just putting up shots and running away. We were staying in trying to get rebounds. We were going crazy on the boards. We were stopping them in the paint. We were making shots.
We were attacking the paint,
but
too.
I felt like our defense in the paint, and this is based on the eye test, I wasn't tracking stats while I watched the game. I just enjoyed the game. But I will tell you, it seemed to me that we were getting more stops than we were getting in previous games, more stops in the paint. We were bringing down more boards at the rim. Gobert was getting less putbacks in the rim. And then we were going back to the other end of the court and making shots. But let me ask you this. Do you think that we're better from behind? Do you think that we are better when we are the underdogs? Like, that we're a team that would play great on the road? Do you think that because we're the Clippers, we're a team, frankly, that's used to being booed in our own arena because we get outnumbered by other fans? Do you think that we're a team that thrives in adversity? Are we a team that needs to lose the first two in a series in order to come back and then crush after that?
So I was going to call this
Or is
episode...
this just that we shot better because we're in the home stadium? And we're not getting, like, and you can hear.
I was going to call this episode
And we're not tired. I'm sorry, I keep asking more questions and you're trying to answer me. But these are my questions.
Yeah, your first question was, do you think we like it from behind?
And first, that's not what I
that
said.
That is exactly what you said.
Nah,
you can play the tape back.
Play it back? It's not a tape.
I'll let you know, personally, yes, I do enjoy it from behind.
Oh, so anyway. Jeez Louise.
I was going to call this episode Dejazvu, okay? Because it's deja vu. Dejazvu, but I'm not going to because I don't want to make this about the Jazz. I want to make this obviously about the Clippers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So in round one, we dropped 0-2. And then round two, we drop 0-2. Round one, we win game three. Round two, we win game three. I just don't think this is exactly the same thing. Obviously, it isn't. I don't see us going seven. I don't see us mirroring our wins and losses of last round. Well, I like us on Monday and I like us going 2-2, but I don't see us going down 2-3 like we did in Dallas. And obviously it's night and day different because we had home court advantage. The home team never won a single game until game seven. Now here we are in a proper playoff series where the home team keeps winning. And everyone always says, oh, it's not a playoff series until the away team wins. And I think the away team is going to win game five. I think the Clippers were exhausted emotionally, physically drained. And people say, oh, they're professional athletes. Blah, 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 blah. In round one, we did not play every other night. We didn't. And it is absolutely physically and emotionally draining to win a playoff series in seven. Yeah. And so they were clearly drained in game one. And I thought they were drained in game two.
And played a team that was so rested.
But in that
so
first half,
rested.
So rusty, they
rusty,
couldn't hit
then they
anything, and then Donovan Mitchell went electric.
Yeah, it's a good point.
So I don't think at all this is deja vu all over again. I truly don't, even though I do think both series will go 2-2.
Well, tell me, now listen,
I don't think we have to come from behind it.
Great. You don't think we thrive in adverse
no.
situations?
I do think we thrive in adverse situations.
I do too.
And I also think, well, you bring up a good point because we were down 0-8. It was 8-0. They went out real
Here's
quick.
Here's what's
real
really
early.
Fun for us.
Yes,
we showed up late to the game because we were surfing at our friend's birthday party up in Ventura.
That's right.
And it took us it took us 2 hours to get from Ventura to the stadium.
That was brutal.
Adding 5 minutes, adding 6 minutes. So when
we defied Waze and went our old Surface Street.
We were
James
right, and we beat
M.
Waze.
Wood.
We beat Waze. So if you're a Waze user, you know how good it feels when you beat Waze.
Oh no, I have to delete that. I don't need any downtown Los Angelinos knowing about my sweet, sweet James M. Wood.
Stop saying it again.
James M. Wood.
Stop saying it.
I keep saying James M. Wood.
When we finally got to our seats, we walked up to the press box and looked, and it was 08.
Oh,
we're like, it's been a minute and a half.
Oh, nuts.
But then
what happened? Find out after this break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
And when we got to the seats, it was 08, and it had only been like a minute and a half. And we're like, what is this? But then what happened when we sat down in our seats, Chris?
Oh, don't you worry about that, Clipper Nation. No need to be nervous like Purvis or Skirt, because we went on a great run. And we just, even though we had a sluggish, stub our toe first 90 seconds, I just didn't worry one moment of this game tonight.
No, I never worried. I knew we were going to win this game. I like I said, talking to your wife and son, I just said we're going to win this game. I just knew we were going to all along.
So you and I talked about this at dinner. We had a celebratory dinner at the Palm restaurant, or Palms. Is it one Palm or is it multiple Palms?
It was the Palm.
Just the Palm?
Yeah.
Well, I like this Palm restaurant. It's a classy steak joint. I also like to high five, and you got to use palms in order to do that.
You do need to.
So we had a nice fancy dinner. Let me tell the fans I took you out to dinner, Hank.
You took me out to dinner. You bought me a nice dinner. You bought me a crab cake dinner. Bought me a beer.
A couple beers. Two beers.
Cut me off a little piece of your steak.
I sure did.
You cut it into small pieces and fed it to me.
True to
because
first.
I'm a big boy, but I still like to have my steak cut.
So, listen. I told you this over dinner, but I didn't tell the listener this. I'm going to tell it to him now. I was emotionally drained from losing 8 straight playoff games in Staples Center.
Staples is a lot.
And I know it's a hiccup because
you went
of the
on and on
bubble.
About hating Staples Arena, our actual home arena.
Yes, and I truly did because I was never a guy that said, oh, that 2018, 2019 team, they had so much heart. I'm like, yeah, a hell of a lot of heart. A hell of a lot of good heart did when we went 0-3 at home in the playoffs. Yes, yeah. We went 2-1 in Oakland versus the champs, and that was great. But I would have much preferred to have gone 2-1 at home in front of my own eyes and not go 0-3.
Yeah.
Then the bubble happens. I don't get to see these games. They're in a Disney soundstage in Orlando, Florida. And then round one happens, and we drop 3 in a row at home. Then I do the math. I go, oh, my God, when was the last time I saw a win? I figure out it's April 18th, 2017. It's game 2 of a series versus the Utah Jazz. And I go, oh, my God, my brain hurts and my heart hurts.
Comeuppance.
So history repeats itself, and it tends to continue to repeat itself. And here we go. We're versus the Utah Jazz again. Back then, we had home court advantage. It's different. We don't have home court advantage now. I just don't think it's going to 7. I just don't think it's going to 7.
I
think
right.
The Clippers have unlocked something, and I think they're going to do a gentleman's sweep, much like Toronto Raptors and Kawhi Leonard did to the Milwaukee Bucks a couple years back, dropped 0-2. Kawhi's done this a lot in the playoffs. I mean, we saw him go 0-2 versus Dallas and win in 7. We saw him go 0-2 just now versus the Jazz Holes, and finally we got that win. He went 0-2 versus Milwaukee Bucks with Toronto Raptors in the Eastern Conference Finals. Kawhi's teams go down 0-2, and still Kawhi finds a way. So
yeah,
hopefully we win in game 6.
Certainly some of the secret is not a secret. It's Paul George and Kawhi Leonard hitting shots.
Sure.
But make I would argue mislead. Again that it's Kawhi Leonard sticking to his game plan and worrying about, like, we were very rarely in game. We were never in games 1 and 2 down so far that people needed to be hoisting desperation threes. We were always in a situation where 2 would have helped us.
Sure.
A great shot at a 2 would have helped us just as much as a prayer on a 3. But I will tell you one of the secrets that was unlocked tonight.
Yeah.
Is the way we handled Rudy Gobert.
Oh. Why was tonight different, Hank?
Well, I do. you know what? I wish that you would answer that, because over dinner, you had a theory about Rudy Gobert and how we were playing him and everything else.
Absolutely.
Why don't you talk about it? I'm trying to set you up.
He's alone. He's alone in that paint. He's got no help. He doesn't have competent length backing him up. So if we attack the paint, it's just Rudy Gobert. We got to get up, over, around. And yeah, he's going to get some blocks. But I remember Reggie, went to attack the paint and Rudy was there. He had to step back. And then he went back around and just hoisted it high off the glass. Maybe it was PG, but somebody hoisted it way off the glass and in. And I'm like, look, if we just keep, and Kawhi attacked the paint.
Batum
attacked the paint.
Yeah.
Beautifully tonight.
Yeah.
So Rudy Gobert is just the one. And yes, he is.
He only got 12 points.
He's
Rudy
a special
Gobert only
defender.
Got 12 points.
And I think the reason he may be so special is because he's all alone defending. He has no help. Royce O'Neal's a bum. Bojan Bojangles Bogdanovic is not really the defensive guy. Okay, Joe Ingles Gironia is not defensive, mate. He just hits his threes.
Boy, does he ever. He went 5 of 8 tonight, and it's no surprise. Bogdanovic only went 1 of 5, which was a shock. I mean, Bogdanovic has seemed a little lights out in previous games.
He was only 1 of 5.
He was only 1 of 5 from 3.
Excellent.
It's a pretty fun thing in Staples Arena because we put the first initial of a player and then their last name.
Uh-huh.
And so you have K. Leonard.
Right, number 2.
You know, or R. Gobert.
So who's number 2 on Utah?
And then we realized that Joe Ingles is J. Ingles, and we started calling him Jingles.
Jingles?
Jingles, and we realized he was Jingles the
clown
cat.
You thought he was a clown, and I thought he was a cat.
So we called him a clown
cat. And we realized he's actually a cat clown.
One of the secrets of our friendship is that we are both always right.
You're right.
I know.
As am I.
not this
Jingles,
time.
Number 2 for Utah, Jingles, is a cat clown.
Jingles the cat clown.
He's a clown.
Chubby Macklemore.
Yeah, Mackle even more.
Snacklemore.
Snacklemost. He does look like a chubby Ben Macklemore. Not
like
Ben Macklemore.
No, it's just Macklemore.
It's just Macklemore.
It's Macklemore.
Pretty sure it's Macklemore.
It's Macklemore.
It's Snacklemore.
Flash forward to minute 97 of this podcast.
Oh my
gosh. Macklemore. It was a big win. It was
great
a huge win.
You gotta feel great,
Clipper Nation. I feel great. We feel great. I'm not surprised. It's literally what I said would happen. We would score more points. Our shots would fall. I was surprised at the coast-to-coast, both ends of the court hustle of Nick Batum. Ugh. And I'm glad it happened because, again, you know, not to throw dirt on him after a win, but Marcus Morris only put up 2 threes and he missed them both.
Mm.
But we just needed someone else to show up, and 2 of them showed up, Nick Batum and Reggie.
I want to say that Farbod just told us, we just ran into Farbod coming back from dinner towards the Vivid Seat Studios, and Farbod said, I'm pretty sure that Marcus Morris is 1 for 17 from 3 on this series.
That's rough.
And obviously,
Reggie was 5 of 6.
Game 7, you know he's due, because game 7, he, you know, 7 of 9 from 3, he won it for us, or he was part of the reasons we won. Gang, we were obviously
Nobody had a better 3-point shooting percentage than Reggie Jackson in the game. He had 5 of 6.
Oh, he was perfect. At one point, he was 4 for 4. In the first half, he was 4 for 4. Gang, this is us. We are fired up after our first home W, our first W of this round 2 series. But also, we've had a couple of drinks and some steaks in us, guys.
I feel great. I don't have a buzz.
You know what I feel?
Should we go back to the bar?
I feel the lethargy.
Lethargy. The lethargy.
The lethargy.
What do you think happens next?
Of a W. I like us Wednesday. Monday. I like us Wednesday, too.
You think it's a gentleman's
game? We are in a rhythm now. We are every other game. We were gassed and legless. And if someone says, oh, there's no such thing as being gassed... Literally round 1, everyone kept saying, is this the longest round 1 in NBA playoff history? There was a lot of space between games. There was a couple of
there were
a couple of games where there were 2 days in between multiple times. So this was not an every other game series round 1, and round 2 is, okay? So we have found our rhythm. Look, Utah had a bad half game 1.
Okay.
What was their percentage shooting tonight? Do you have that
overall?
Yeah, overall field goal percentage.
Their overall field goal percentage was 43, which is not awful.
Right.
But we shot 56.
56%.
Yeah, and we shot 52 from three, and they shot 43 from three. So that's a flip-flop, because I want to say last game we shot like 37,
right,
and they shot 50-something.
And we shot,
top of my head.
And we shot what tonight from three?
To 53, almost. 52.8.
From three. The Clippers as a team.
Double-checking.
Clippers as a team from three-point land were made over half their
52.
Shots.
52.8 from three, 19 of 36. And we went 50 of 89 from the field and 81% from the free throw line.
Well, I want to say in game two, they took 10 more threes than us and made 10 more of them. Here's the thing. You live by the three, you die by the three. There's going to be a game where Utah can't hit the broadside of a barn, and I don't think that was tonight. I don't think the reason they lost is because they shot horribly. They didn't shoot great, but 40-plus percent isn't horrible.
I mean, no, I suppose it's
not.
What'd
they shoot from three?
Jordan Clarkson went 4 of 9, but he hit like his first four or three threes.
I love Jordan Clarkson.
They went 43% from three, which is
right,
not terrible. Right. It's respectable.
Right.
But Bogdanovich,
they hoist up the most.
Bogdanovich was the shocker. Again, I'm not looking at the stats of the previous two games, but the eye test for me was that Bogdanovich couldn't miss from three.
He
could
not. He had a Morris.
And tonight he went 1 of 5. So is that going to continue? Is that because we defended him really well, or is it because they were on the road and we just were shooting great and they couldn't?
We were just a better team tonight.
We just weren't. Here's the thing.
We were way better.
They were really good in the first two games. And also, we were really bad. Our shots were really not falling. It's not like they were. It's not like they were amazing and we were really good. It's like we were shooting terribly.
Flabbergasted. We were in either one of those games.
Defense.
Flabbergasted.
It was defense, and that was the other thing that happened tonight that didn't happen in the first two games. We were getting great stops in those first two games. We just would come back to the other end of the court and turn it over.
Tonight
we were scoring, and part of it was in the paint.
Clippers basketball.
Part of it was in the paint.
And how do we play Clippers basketball?
Move the
ball. We drive into the paint and kick it out. Or if we don't have to kick out, we finish in the paint.
Although it'd be great.
We move that ball around.
Terrence Mann, it would be great. He's like a puppy. He's like a puppy with paws that are too big who flops. He's like
him
a puppy.
Zubats.
He's like a puppy. Yeah, but Mann has more. My point is, Mann has more energy than he has skill to go with it at times. So he will come driving in and leap.
Sure.
What feels like 3 feet in the air and turn around and throw it out of bounds because he's just a kid.
You said to me at one point.
But his energy is what keeps us in games sometimes.
How about instead of a no-look pass, how about a look pass?
I'd prefer a look pass.
Why don't you give me one of those look
passes? How about
passes?
One of those good look pass? Yes, yeah, look pass.
He's got the will over the skill, but the skill is getting there. And tonight I thought.
Oh, and his will has kept us in games.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
This was the most complete Clipper game, of this series.
Feels that way.
And the fact.
Oh, of this series for sure.
The fact that we were 1-3 away from tying the game, game one, and in the fact that we had Lawler's Law in game two is shocking to me. It is a testament to how well we actually match up against this Utah Jazz team, these Jazz holes.
Yeah.
And tonight we actually played our game and we didn't just beat them, we destroyed them. So I like another W at home. I think we do a gentleman's sweep, and I'm not saying they're all going to be blowouts. I'm sure a couple of them could be close ones, but we could have won those first two games.
We could have won them,
and we didn't deserve to win either one of those games.
You know, Farbud brought
we
up.
Didn't.
Farbud also brought up a really interesting question: is Donovan Mitchell going to have a bad game?
And I said no.
I said, well, he had a bad quarter tonight, and he said, yeah, just 0 of 3. Well, that's a bad quarter. You get off 3 shots and you miss all 3 of them. That's a bad quarter. I don't know if I see Donovan Mitchell having a bad game.
Here's what I'll tell you.
I think what's going to happen is that we are going to go 7 with them.
Okay.
But I think what's going to happen is that.
That's fine. That's a Clipper thing to
but
do.
But we won't. But I don't think we will if we can steal. I think our best chance to steal a game in Utah is game 5. I think that's our best chance because Conley is still not right. And because we're hot right now, so we go in there and win game 5 in Utah, maybe you'll be right.
First we got to win game 4 home on Monday.
Oh, what? We don't automatically win it because we won tonight so decisively and because we're having a great time?
We don't automatically win it just because we say we will?
Just because we're having fun?
Here's what
I think.
What
are we doing this for fun?
What do you think this is for fun? game 2. Donovan Mitchell gets injured late, puts on big airs about how he falls and gets hurt, but, oh, I'm okay. In a game they won, they'd already won it by that point. And, yeah. And then Paul George and him get into a thing, and Donovan Mitchell gets hurt, but he's not really hurt. And then at the end of the game tonight, he gets hurt. Oh, but he's not really hurt.
But maybe he was.
Yeah, I think he's really hurt.
I hope he isn't. I really don't want to beat this team because Donovan Mitchell is hurt. I think we beat them tonight because Kawhi Leonard and Paul George got well. And I honestly think that Donovan Mitchell could have gone for 40 and we would have beat him. I think he could have gone for 45. We would have beat him. We would have clamped him. And I don't think
long-time fans of this show.
I don't think with our defensive play tonight, mm-hmm. I don't think he could have gone for 45.
Long-time fans of the show will tell you. Chris Wilde, that's me. Chris Co-Wilde, that's new. This is the past two seasons I've been Chris Co-Wilde. Before then, I was just regular Chris Wilde, okay?
Yeah.
I have a knack when it comes to these injury things. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I always know when these guys are coming back. I said on this show, I don't think we'll ever see Serge Ibaka again this season. And I was right, by the way.
That's killing us, by the way. If you didn't know this, Clippers Nation, it just was basically announced on social media is when I learned about it.
From me. You learned it from reading a Clipcast tweet.
Serge Ibaka got season-ending back surgery. And yeah. I have to say,
and it went that, well.
That killed us in the first round, and it's killing us now.
Sure.
It's killing us to not have an experienced center who can also step out and shoot.
Chemistry with Kawhi. It is
really
spreads the floor,
hurting us.
Rim protector.
We're Nick Batum, basically.
Blocks guys, punches guys in the nuts. Remember, he used to punch Clippers in the nuts.
Nick Batum is playing starting center because Zubats cannot match up.
He doesn't have
Gobert.
The Mots. No.
And that would have been Serge Ibaka.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were saying.
And Zoo does not have
you knew when Serge
the basketball
was done.
IQ. Longtime fans of the show will tell you, like, I'll be like, oh, I think Lou Williams is coming back on Tuesday. And then all of a sudden, Lou Williams comes back on Tuesday. I have no intel.
Yeah.
I just have been going to these games for 20 years.
Toot toot.
And yes, I will. And so, like, I've been going to these games a long time, and I just see what happens. And sometimes most of the times I'm right, and sometimes I'm wrong. So him falling game two, getting hurt. Him falling game three and then leaving and not coming back. Oh, we knew we were out of that one, so we didn't bring him back. They hadn't drained the bench by that point. Oi, mate!
It's
I
luck.
Bloody hear you!
It's luck, bro.
So, he's in trouble. And Conley's obviously in trouble. I don't know anything about Conley. I haven't been following his career at all. I mean, I know him. He's never been a
Clipper. I would rather have Conley come back than have Donovan Mitchell come back.
But I'll tell you, I'd prefer
Conley
not to have either one of
them. Because Conley can feed all these dudes, but they're getting the ball just fine without him. I'd rather have Conley than Mitchell.
Conley's been a Clipper killer in the past when he was with the Grizz.
Sure, but Conley was never putting up 45 points.
As a long-suffering member of Clipper Nation.
Oh, so much suffering.
6 years of Lob City, where we should have won at least a title. Certainly a Western Conference championship, at least.
You know
certainly
what stopped us?
Got there.
You know what stopped us?
What stopped us?
Injuries.
So, karma.
It's a good point. It's a good
karma.
Point.
It's our
a good
turn
point.
To
it's
benefit
a good point. Like,
them.
we really, the primes of Lob City were cut short by injuries.
You can put
so
an asterisk
it's easy to say, oh, I want to beat a complete team, but we were not a complete team any postseason ever that we had those guys.
Never.
Ever.
Not once. You can put an asterisk on Kawhi's championship with Toronto. I never will. Because Kevin Durant got injured. That is literally part of the
already,
game.
They were already champions before they got Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
The year before.
That's part of the game.
Weren't
that
they?
Part,
didn't they win?
100%.
Yeah.
They won without him. They lost without him, and then they won without him. Excuse me. They won. This is Warriors now. They won without Kevin Durant, and they lost without Kevin Durant. Then they got Kevin Durant and won two in a row.
We're talking about the Warriors. What is this, crap cast?
And then lost. They went 5 years in a row.
I'm bored.
I know. It's so boring.
So lame.
But my point is, injuries are part of this game.
You're
it's
a good,
long,
I know you're right.
drawn-out season.
I know. I just hate
So I would asterisk the L-Words championship because they had 3 months off in the middle to get right and get healthy.
Yeah. Which,
and then they played in a sound stage.
You know, I just hate to hear all the different, oh, you only won because of blah, blah,
blah. Oh, whatever. We'll take
but
it.
But everybody has injuries.
Oh, we'll take it.
Look at Denver. Denver is losing right now.
Denver should be
because
dominating.
Because they don't have Jamal Murray. Is
right.
that who's out?
Jamal Murray.
You know?
Maybe not dominating, but still. Yeah, that hurts them.
It hurts them.
And so it hurts us that we don't have Serge. It's part of the game.
Yeah.
But I think that's why Jerry made all these great moves.
And we're missing our starting center.
I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah. Stop telling me.
Well, I like us. I love the win tonight. I love the energy.
We're going to win on
Clipper
Wednesday.
Nation. We're going to win on Monday.
Monday.
We're going to win on Wednesday. You're absolutely right on both accounts. I hope it's a gentleman's sweep. Either way, I love every minute of Clipper Nation playoff basketball. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so good, Clippers Nation. And you showed up tonight nice and rowdy.
You did great.
Nice and loudy.
Good boys, good girls.
Not so pouty.
Yes, good rhyming.
Because you won.
Now, also, halftime show from Mac-10 tonight.
Oh, he's great.
He was very frustrated with his mask. He took it off. He took the mask off and he rapped. And
oh,
what
did
I
you
liked,
see him being frustrated with
oh,
the mask?
Oh, yeah. He kept trying to, like, it kept going down below his nose, and then he lifted it up while he's rapping, the poor guy. And then all of a sudden he's like, all right, enough. So anyway, you can follow Mac-10 at West Coast Mac-10, I believe.
Is that what it is? West Coast or West Side Mac-10? Got to be West Coast. Because West Side Mac-10 might lead you to West Side Rentals if you're looking for a new apartment.
So I think it's at West Coast Mac-10. You can follow him on
he
Instagram.
He was great tonight, by the way.
And you can see what he's
real,
interested in.
By the way, real rapping over
yeah,
a track.
Yeah, he was not rapping over a track of him rapping.
No, he was rapping.
He was rapping.
Cold
he
rapping.
He was just him rapping.
And he was great.
He was great.
I have not listened to any Mac-10 music in over a decade, at
in
least.
In at least Mac-10 years. You can go
at least
Mac
10 years.
10 years.
On a scale of 1 to 10, he was Mac 10.
Oh, tonight. He was Mac. He did great. And I loved him getting frustrated with his mask for some reason.
I didn't see that.
I'm not Mac 10, I'm Mac 10.
Ah, that's good.
But it was cool because we've seen a lot of these halftime show guys come in and just rap over them rapping. And sometimes they don't even rap. They're just like basically just lip syncing. Anyway, Mac 10 did great. Follow
he was
him on
great,
Instagram.
Man. He was
Follow
great.
Us on Twitter and Instagram at LA Clipcast, where you can be like Henry Dittman and learn interesting things about your Los Angeles
That's
Clippers.
Literally how I learned that Serge was out for the season, although, big shocker.
That's literally what I said. I don't think anyone, but I was like, in unsurprising news or whatever the hell I said. But, you know, that's the thing. They send me, they send me these press releases. As soon as I know, you know, folks. You know, Farbod told us some stuff off the record, and I literally don't remember what it was.
Good, because we can't talk. He told us off the record many times. We can't tell.
And he literally said, don't talk about this on your podcast. But I want you to know, fans, if I remembered what he said, I would talk about it with you on this podcast.
Idiot.
I tell you everything
You're
as soon
idiot.
As I hear it.
Yeah.
Look what they deserve to know. This is such a niche within a niche within a niche. The people who love our podcast are obsessed with the Clippers.
Real Clippers fans.
And they deserve to know everything.
Yeah.
You and I were talking about, and I can't believe you didn't know this. And then I'll let you go, Hank. I know you have a lot of things to do. You got to prepare for a wonderful game 4W on Monday night.
Oh, boy.
You didn't know Montrezl Harrell that we let him go.
I didn't. I was under the impression that he had jilted us, that he had taken a deal.
No.
And I don't know where I got that impression, but I really had always felt like he had left us in the lurch.
No,
I didn't realize we had cut him loose.
We were like, we're not interested. It was his free agency season, whatever. And he put up big numbers in the regular season and won Sixth Man of the Year, which is crazy because the Clippers won 5 out of 10 with nothing to show for it. But regardless, Montrezl Harrell put up big numbers because it was his contract year, as they say, playing for that next contract, and then he crapped the bed in the bubble. He was garbage in the playoffs. He was horrible.
Wow.
And even Farbod said...
His grandma died, who was like a mom to him, to be fair.
So play for her. So, and Farbod said...
But the world is falling apart. I don't want to throw him under the bus.
I totally get that. And Farbod said to us that he's like, I blame Doc for the minutes. He's like, I think Doc should've played Montrezl too hard. I disagree with that, P.S. Well. Because Montrez actually got less minutes. Montrez was no longer our starting. Montrez used to be, would come off the bench. Zoo would start. Trez would come off the bench. But then at the end of the game, Trez would get more minutes than Zoo.
Yeah.
In the bubble, that did not happen. Trez always got less minutes than Zoo. I don't think Doc misplayed or played Trez too much. I think Trez sucked in the bubble. And we were glaringly aware of all of his weaknesses. And we're like, we don't want you, bro.
I think
it's
just,
a business.
I just think he was undersized for his position. And when he went to the Lakers, at what we all were saying ended up being the case. When Anthony Davis was healthy, he was amazing. But it's kind
right,
of a
because
bummer.
Because you have an oversized power forward and an undersized center.
So
and
it worked out. But then Anthony Davis is not always healthy, as we
no,
just saw.
He's not. He's a glass
He's hurt a
Joe.
Lot. He's hurt a lot. It's tough on these super long guys, man.
And I'm going to tell, I've said this so many times, I swear to God, if this person honks, I'm
going to
go.
They're going to, because when they
throats.
Honk the horn, they it locks when they lock the thing, it honks to prove it's locked.
All right. Anyway, I have said this so many times, I'm gonna say it again. The regular season in the NBA more than any other sport is an exact duplicate of what's going to happen in the playoffs. And the playoffs is a grand stage, and it is a bright shining light, and it is the best teams.
But you take a look at what happens in the postseason, and it is exactly what happened in the regular season. Look what happened in the L word. The L word in the regular season plagued with injury problems. That's why the chump champs were the seven seed. And then what happens in the playoffs when crazy sports media says, oh, they're just going to like cook the Suns. They're just going to coast through to the... No, they lost in the playoffs because injury problems. Exactly what killed them in the regular season killed them in the postseason. What happens to you in the regular season happens in the postseason. And a lot of people say these Jazz holes in the regular season, a lot of their W's, the table was weighted because the other side just wasn't even strength, wasn't full strength. Things were happening. They had somehow, this is with the rumblings, that they had a soft schedule due to guys available, COVID stuff, blah, 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 blah. So here we are, round two, Clippers, Jazz, Clippers down 1-2, but we got that game tonight. We won it tonight, game three. We know we were down 0-2, round one. We know what happened. We won in seven. Well, we were down 0-2, round two. We got home, we got that home cooking, and we clobbered the Jazz. I mean, we clobbered the Jazz more than we clobbered the Mavs at any point. And just like in the regular season, when we played that baseball series versus the Jazz, we had Kawhi, PG, full strength. We beat them. So here we go. Monday night, game four. Let's get that W, Clipper Nation. Let's get another great, big, powerful night from Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, who lit it up. Let's see if Donovan Mitchell continues that ankle injury that's been plaguing him all regular season. Jazz found ways to win in the regular season, but some say their schedule was a bit soft because of the matchups, because of who was available on the other side. They had one more win than the Phoenix Suns. So here we are, 1-4. Let's get it, Clips. Will Donovan Mitchell be available full game? I doubt it. Will Mike Conley suit up? I doubt it. We'll find out Monday night, and we'll be clip casting after the game Monday night. I look forward to hearing, well, you look forward to hearing us, but I look forward to hearing you on Twitter at LA Clipcast. And please sound off to me. How many of you actually listen and follow us on Twitter? Let me know, because I'm the guy who's riding the Twitter dial at LA Clipcast. Let me know. Hank always chimes in too. You can follow him at Henry Dittman. All right, I love you guys. Great win tonight. Great home playoff blowout W. My favorite kind of Clipper win is a home blowout W. Yeah, let's sound the horn, baby. Man, you got real quiet at the end there, Burbank Hank. Cat got your tongue? Clown cat got your tongue? Jingles got your tongue?
Rise and grace.